The early career and artistry of Paul McCartney and the Beatles are captured in a series of photographs taken by the man himself. Paul McCartney Photographs, 1963-64, Eyes of the Storm, features photographs the singer took during a three-month period. It's organized by the National Portrait Gallery in London and currently at the Frist Art Museum in Nashville, Tennessee. Mark Scala, chief curator at the Frist, says a lot of these photos have never been seen by the public.
The photographs in the exhibition were taken by Paul McCartney from October of 1963 until February of 1964. And so this, for those Beatles fans out there, they recognize that this is a really important moment in the history of the Beatles, when they sort of exploded from being very popular in the United Kingdom to being popular in France, and then coming to the United States and playing the Ed Sullivan Show for 73 million people. It really changed their lives, of course, but it also changed culture in a way.
Rosie Broadley of the National Portrait Gallery says there's a lot of history in McCartney's photos, even though it's a very short time period. And we get a glimpse of Paul McCartney, the person.
Well, I think one of the really interesting things is that he's really interested in people. You can see that he is interested in all walks of life. And, you know, the kind of person on the street, I guess you could describe it, because he takes a lot of pictures of not just the other Beatles and his friends and the people that he's working with, but, you know, people he didn't know. And he has talked about how that's also part of his songwriting, is, you know, thinking about people's lives, you know, like things like Eleanor Rigby is an imaginary sort of biography in a way of somebody he didn't know. And he said that he found ordinary people like really, really inspiring because he was one, you know. He, especially here, these boys might have gone back to working in Liverpool. They didn't know that this would last forever.
Back in 1963 and 1964, not everyone had a film camera. So Broadley points out that taking photos was a bigger deal than it is now in the digital age.
He would not have been able to see the photographs on his viewfinder. So when he took them, they were, you know, vanished in a way to him. And actually, he didn't really print any of these photographs at the time. So he didn't ever see them again. So when they were printed for this exhibition, it was literally the first time he'd seen many of these photographs. Because, you know, you couldn't see them like you can see on your phone nowadays.
Broadley tells us Sir Paul was very involved in putting together the exhibition.
Every decision we made with Paul, so even the colours of the walls was done with Paul. Like, he's really, really interested in art and visual culture, so how it looked and the story that we were telling was really, really important to him. And yeah, we talked about every single choice, which photo, not that photo, yes, that photo, all of that was with Paul.
Richard Courtney is a Nashville real estate executive and arguably Nashville's leading expert on the Beatles. In fact, he hosts a local Beatles radio show. He liked what he saw.
What was great about this was that it was Beatles taking pictures of other Beatles, not photographers taking pictures of Beatles. They weren't posed at all. They were kind of like, what are you doing over there, Paul? And it was great shots of them. And I learned quite a bit, because it takes the tour, or the gallery takes us from Liverpool to London, back to Liverpool, to the U.S., New York, then Washington, then Miami. And they really grow in those 3 months. It's just amazing what happened to them.
Courtney and Broadley both say you don't have to be a fan of McCartney or the Beatles to like the exhibition. Broadley says we all can appreciate the history and stories in the photos.
There's a very famous Beatles story, and lots of people know all about what happened to the Beatles, particularly when they came to the US and played on the Ed Sullivan Show. That's a very, very important moment. But hopefully it brings a more intimate, more personal. There'll be surprises. They'll get to see John Lennon in his glasses, which he didn't ever wear in public. You know, little things that add real texture to the sort of overarching story that we're more familiar with, I think.
Scala thinks as we enjoy the pictures, we can take a valuable lesson for ourselves.
When he made these photographs, all the Beatles had cameras. They all photographed each other. He put the negatives away, never printed them until 2020, and so they became kind of a time capsule. for him, or a journey back. And so I think that it's important for us to think about what kind of time capsules are we creating for our lives. And if we were to go back 60 years later, you know, which people do all the time, of course, with photographs, but if we were to go back 60 years later and see photographs that we had made but had never seen, you know, what a revelation that would be.
Paul McCartney Photographs, 1963-64, Eyes of the Storm, is at the Frist until January 26th. For details, go to fristartmuseum.org, fristartmuseum.org. Paul Ladd, Nashville. Be glad.